I would like to find out from you what you would recommend as far as maybe the top five or six foods that would contain laetrile. Because after hearing this, I want to make sure that we're eating foods that contain laetrile. Where would we find them? In a typical grocery store, or are they able? Can you find them in a grocery store?
Oh yeah, they're there. In fact, we published our little company published a book some years ago called The Little Cyanide Cookbook.
Okay.
Had a lot of fun.
I like the name.
Yeah. We were afraid a lot of ladies might want the book for other reasons.
I would buy the book just because of the ingenious title.
Yeah, but it is all about how to cook delicious meals with foods that contain natural sources of cyanide in this vitamin B17 format or amygdalin format. So if anybody wants to know the complete list, we've got the list there in the back of that book called The Little Cyanide Cookbook. Past that, and if you want to go down to your grocery store today, it's hard to find foods that are really rich in that because people don't buy them. They don't want them. The best source, easiest source, is an apple seed. You can get apples, and if you chew those seeds, your grandmother might have said, don't chew those seeds. It's poisonous.
Poison.
Yeah, poisonous. Mm. Well, it's not poisonous. It's got amygdalin in it. That's what makes it so bitter. So if you eat an apple seed and really chew it up, you'll get that bitter taste, and now you know what amygdalin tastes like.
Mm.
That's one good source. Apricot seeds are very good, and you can find those in some health food stores, or you can go on the internet. There are companies that sell them on the internet, apricot seeds. The California seeds are the most bitter, meaning they have the most amygdalin in them, but they also import them from Turkey, and they're a little sweeter, but you have to eat more of them to get the same amount. So those are two good sources. Peach seeds, plum seeds, if you can crack these hard shells open, mm-hmm. get those little seeds out. Almonds, no. Now, it used to be that all almonds were very rich in amygdalin, but they're very bitter.
Right. The bitter almond tree.
The bitter almond tree was the almond tree. That at one time, 80 or 90 years ago, that's all there was. And some farmer found a tree in his pasture that, hey, this isn't bitter, this is sweet. And everybody started grafting onto the twigs from that tree. And now you can drive through mid-California orchards and you can drive for miles and miles and miles and thousands of these almond trees. And about this far off the ground, you can see where the color and the texture of the bark changes. They've all been grafted.
Mm.
So all almonds today are grafted trees. They're not natural.
Mm.
And so that's sort of a symbol of what's been going on in the modern world. We're getting rid of all the bitter stuff. Lima beans, not my favorite bean even today, but I understand that at one time they were very bitter. They had amygdalin in them, but they've been hybridized out. Lima beans have a very low amount of amygdalin in them today. Mm. So through this process, you know, we've been killing ourselves by getting rid of that natural flavor.
Mm.
So anyway, to answer your question, I would say if you want to have a steady source, a reliable source, would be apricot seeds and apple seeds.
So eat the seeds.
Eat the seeds. No, a caution. You can eat too much so that you'll get sick.
Okay.
So I think there's a natural law there. You know, how many apricot seeds would you eat if you're also eating the whole apricot? Well, what, six, seven? How many apricots can you eat? You know, six, maybe, that's a lot, maybe
yeah.
Seven, perfectly safe. But now, somebody might say, well, gee, if six or seven are good, maybe 20 or 30 are even better.
Mm.
I wouldn't do that because I know that you can get an overdose and you get nauseous and get dizzy and it's not good for you.
Good rule of thumb then is to don't eat more than you would eat the actual fruit.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
At one time.
Okay, at one sitting.